All right, welcome to our Dallas County Let's Talk program presented by Perry Fairway. I'm Logan Mance, joined by our wonderful guest, Lindsay Pasuti, the Executive Director of the Perry Chamber of Commerce and the co-founder of the Burr Ride, Jim Wallstrom. And thanks for taking the time, guys, and talking with me today.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Glad to have a special guest today, too.
Yeah, what fun to come back to KDLS and where Tom Quinlan and Bill Zalman reigned supreme for so many years. What a great community service radio is, not just to Perry, but to your entire listening audience, which has really expanded over the years.
It really has, and I thank you for the good sentiment, Jim. And we're talking about the bike ride to Rippey and how that formulated and got started. And Jim, could you just give us some of the background as the co-founder, just how this thing got started?
Finally, someone's asked me to explain that. So yes, I'd be happy to give a little history here. So my friend Dennis Hurley, a Perry resident at that time, was really a people person, a great guy who just loved to be in a crowd. And I was hired to be the Chamber of Commerce director. And Dennis wanted to have an event in Perry where all kinds of people came and we could show everybody our great industrial base and our retail community and our churches and schools and fine city government and all the great stuff that's here in Perry. And boy, he's really, you know, he had, we got to talk, Jim. We just have to get together. Come on. So one evening I invited him to come to my little office and we sat down at my desk and I said, okay, Dennis, fill me in on your idea. Silence. He didn't have an idea. I'm the guy who's supposed to have the idea. And I thought he had an idea. There was no idea. And we weren't getting very far in our conversation. But as conversation goes, you eventually maybe can work through a problem of not having an event that would bring hundreds, if not thousands, of people to our community. So I said, Dennis, we obviously do not have the what. But let's, if we had an event, when would we have it? And more silence. So I thought about, I had read where the safest time to travel in the United States was like the fourth Thursday in February between the hours of 2 and 3 in the morning. So not much must be going on. So why not go into February? We'll start with a February time frame. We'll start the event at 10 o'clock, whatever it is, and it'll be the first Saturday in February, easy to remember. Now for the event. More silence. Dennis, out of frustration, says, well, maybe we, meaning he and I only, could ride our bikes up to Rippey in February. More silence. Not a good idea. And then Dennis comes up with the acronym of all acronyms. Jim, we could call it the Burr Bike Ride to Rippey. Voila, the bike ride was invented. And then, you know, one of the things I think about as I went out and tried to sell a February bicycle ride in 1970, when adults didn't have bicycles, and if you did, you wouldn't admit it. There was not a huge bike riding community. So our chances for failure were about 99%. But we did agree that we would do the ride not only once, but twice. And if we ever got it going, we would never, ever cancel it. Regardless of the weather, we would try to ride it. And that kind of worked. But the thing that made it work was having the Chamber of Commerce name behind it. So Lindsay, I am grateful for you being here and the great work you do for our community. And tell us what's going to happen February.
Thanks, next. Jim. That's nice to say. And it's so fun to hear the story of how it all got started and then to think now what it is. Never canceled, regardless of weather. First Saturday in February, the Burr Ride, as we, you know, love the event and always wonder what the weather's going to be like and how many people will attend. So from 2 riders, 10 riders, 20 riders, to hundreds and thousands of riders over the years. So we're in our 46th year next Saturday, February 4th. 10 a.m. is the group start, so whether you're riding or just want to come out and see the parade of bicycles, it should be really a great opportunity to have some fun in February. So we have different registration options. There's different ways to volunteer. You can buy a shirt. You can support the ride in various ways. Lots of food options along the trail, along the route, live music afterwards. So we've got our friends in Rippey over at the community room at the library and the United Methodist Church there. Both of those great options for lunch with roast beef sundaes and chili and potato soup and all those great things along the way. If you register, you get a t-shirt and an event wristband that gives you discounts and free beverages along the way. So really great chance to get out and enjoy it and enjoy this unique event and be a part of Perry history for the 46th annual bike ride to Rippey.
And Jim, can you believe it's gone on for 46 years? I know you said you'd never cancel it, but here we are almost 50 years out. Can you believe it's still going on?
Yes, I really can. Dennis Hurley and I, our dream was that somebody 100 years from that first ride, if it ever got canceled, if it outgrew its worth, that maybe somebody would read in their grandfather's obituary that they had ridden it and then come back to Perry and just go and ride it in the year 2123 or whatever. So.
And now 46 years in, we have two and three generations joining us for the ride. So it's fun to catch those riders and hear those stories over the years of, I've been riding forever, now my son has been riding forever, now his, you know, all of that is the great stories that go along with the ride.
I guess one more question for Jim. When we have the co-founder, Jim Wallstrom, on our Let's Talk Dallas County program. Just why did you choose, or why did Dennis choose Rippey? Why was that ride so special?
The road, we wanted to stay off of heavily traveled roads as best we could. And in the summer, you know, I would get on my little one-speed bicycle and ride up and back just for fun, and it was just kind of a nice, safe route in my mind to go to. So we could have gone to Minburn, I guess, or Boughton, but the bike ride to Boughton would be the Burb or the Broom. But Burr was, you know, the acronym was just perfect for that.
And Burr fits so well with winter and how the bike ride is every year, usually cold. Has there ever been a warm Burr ride?
Yes. I think probably the most riders who ever rode, and I can't tell you the year, but I think there were over 2,000 riders, and the temperature was in the 60s.
Wow.
And people really came out for that.
Well, Lindsay, as we're talking about the 46th annual Burr ride, do you still need volunteers? I know that was a concern of yours early on. Is that still a concern about a week out?
We're doing well with volunteers, but we could always use some more. So give us a call at the chamber, whether it's helping day of registration or check-in, packet pickup at the hotel, even hanging out at the tent in Rippey, somewhere along the lines with the pit stop. Even just come out at 10 o'clock and see the group start. Just be a part of the fun of the weekend. So give us a call if you'd like to come out and help us out. You get a discounted t-shirt if that's the case. And, you know, just be a part of this great tradition that we have, the original winter ride right here in Iowa.
Again, we have the Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti on our Let's Talk Dallas County program. And don't forget the co-founder, Jim Wallstrom. But we'll finish this out because we're short on time. Lindsay, is there any final thoughts? Would you like to give any more information on how to register, pre-register, all that kind of fun jazz? Could you kind of conclude this for us?
Yes, definitely. So more info at perryia.org/burr, B-R-R, or check out 2023burr.eventbrite.com for registration. We've got Burr this coming Saturday. We've got the Chocolate Walk the following Saturday. So lots of great things going on right here in Perry.
Thank you so much.